shape, because I want harmony, and of all the chaos around me, I see opportunities where I could share harmony, okay? But I don't always choose to, because I haven't been able to acknowledge that, hey, you know, I have the opportunity to create something here.
Wendell, this is a wonderful intention, and I think anytime you can bring harmony, bring it, because it's just a good lifestyle. But the harmony always starts here, Wendell. And in order to have harmony here, we have to drop our luggage, Wendell. The childhood is gone. The future is non-existence. And what is here and now is that silence of the self speaking, which is bizarre, because the silence does speak when we all know it. How is it for you, Mahmood?
I guess it would be appropriate for me to say it's pretty easy.
Fantastic. Yes, fantastic. And you see that the more you have, through any technique that you're doing, you are not going with the mind. To that extent, you're not going with the world either. Because it's duplicate of the individuality in the universal screen. It's like TV and a movie theater.
It's being able to recognize that mind is just another organ. It has its use.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to use there, but don't allow it to take over the use of everything or expect all the answers from it. There doesn't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's very limited, very few answers.
Yes. And the ironic part of it, Mahmood, is that yes, this is the very best way to review the mind, but then the mind that cooperates with you first is an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we begins to cooperate with you, then it becomes your ally, then it becomes an avenue of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is like a sliver of the moon, half of the moon, and the whole moon.
Which is full tonight, incidentally. So what is going on? There's an 11-day thing going on?
Okay, yes. I wish I brought the writing. We looked at it at the www.radiopsi.org. It is
Yajna. Radio as in RADIO.
SAI. And it is 11 days starting from tomorrow. Actually, it already probably started, because NDA is a day before. And I'm glad we're talking about it now. It's, I think the best yajna we can do here, what Baba does is, like I said, fire and sacrifice. What we can do is do more stop meditation. That's the biggest sacrifice. In other words, a letter comes and we're not reading it, so it goes back to the sender, which is nothingness. If you go to the sender of all these letters, you find out there is no base to it. So that's one of the things we can do. Another thing, if you are in lover of God, repeat the name of God as much as you can. That's another one that can be helpful in this time. The third one is that I highly recommend is a meditation. Since God is omnipresent, what can I be? What can they be? What can the world be? And just take it from yourself and start going farther out and bring the unity in the diversity of the universal mind. That's another one. And of course, we each have a toolbox, we can bring it out and use whatever helps. But always it starts from here, as we have done. One is very helpless and thinks it's not helpless when the bottles are separated from each other. Can I have those two bottles?
Here.
There's always good bottles
just
up there.
Here?
Yes, please. And another one. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good. This is full, this is empty. This is so good. Okay. Now, when we are believing the world and we are very much into it, okay, thinking that this is real, we got to do something, we're full of crap.
It's the color, didn't
you? Yeah, you see? And sorry about my language, but sometimes one needs to shock. Now, this, because it's full, begins to separate itself because it's absolutely not a clue about this is so much lighter and better. So it begins. Now, isn't that foolish that most people that go to help by fighting, by eye for an eye, are these? So wouldn't it be the biggest help for us with our own consciousness to bring the gap closer for them? Because there is only one. So whatever you experience is echoed to throughout the whole universe. This is the power of self-realization. Your thoughts becomes a blessing for the world. And your friend Mike, we tried very hard to make him understand there is an easier way. But it wasn't time for him to understand, so even though he's retired, he decided to fly to Iraq and fight. Now, is it noble? To most people, yes. To my, I don't know, he had a chance to free himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I don't know. I have no comment on that. Any other things before?
So now I wanted to add something. Martha brought up this thing about Gandhi. I wanted to, probably has no meaning, but I bring it up. But
yes.
It's a little thing about Gandhi that's not very well known. Gandhi never, I mean, the people that were around Gandhi never broke it down, so to speak.
Yes.
And I got this from my father because my father knew Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, Gandhi contemplated violence against the British.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to come think about what kind of violence would succeed. He decided the violence that would succeed is that if every Indian picked up a pebble that was smaller than a piece of lentil and threw it at the British, the British would leave. That even that amount of violence would solve the problem. But still, violence. So he decided not to even tell his people, okay, everybody pick up a grain of sand and throw. So this was something that's never...
Yes, that is so incredible.
Yeah.
And what are the chances that everybody will stand up and throw one?
I would suspect the chances were very good.
Yeah,
because everybody was hanging on to Gandhi's words, you know. What do you want me to do?
I never heard of that story. Yeah,
see,
very noble man.
And see, his choice of nonviolence had the same ramifications that mine did. It became extremely spiritual.
Mm.
Nonviolence. It
yeah.
opens doors.
It takes over.
Yeah. And it frees you.
Mm-hmm.
It frees you. I wish I could.
Remember, you probably worked in a very violent environment.
Pardon?
You probably lived in a very violent environment.
They didn't know any better. They didn't know any better.
Well, you did, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You did.
That's
and it's catchy, you know, it's like a... again, two things I'd like to emphasize before we go for tonight. One is that when we say that I am divine, again, remember, not only we are not repeating a lie, but we are also giving God, or giving the truth, extremely greatness. Because if we individualize God, we will have an individualized God in heaven or in hell or in or on earth or in somebody's side and not my side. So that actually works with us. And the second thing is, please, we should understand that anything that happens spontaneously from us is the right thing. At this time, I'm not saying before, when we were 10 or 12 or 20. And so we don't worry so much about what we need to do. We just trust that whatever is need to be done will be directed and to do for the world. And meanwhile, there is no shame to free oneself for good, because we were born alone as a body. I'm not talking about it as our reality. This body was born alone, even though the mother and father caught it, and the nurse. And it will die alone, even though the friends and relatives will come to the tomb. And in between, the self is the most important. And I don't mean individualized self. I mean the quest on the coming face to face and realizing the real self. If you don't believe me, play dead. For a moment, close your eyes and say, I'm gone. And we see that we played game without getting result. Namaste.
So a person from meditation went to Israel to join the army?
No, his friend, remember Mike, mm-hmm, used mm-hmm. to come? Mm-hmm. He is a pilot for,
helicopter.
And he decided to enlist himself voluntarily and go there and help out in Iraq.
Oh, I see. Huge.
Next Tuesday, and then Tuesday after.
Uh-huh.